From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Splice, in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Splice is a small heron tween with a small wooden line counter and a small folded poem in her wing pocket. She is long-legged, gray and white feathered, patient and unhurried. A small woven pocket sits neatly on her wing. Inside, she keeps two things: a slim wooden stick, notched at every centimeter, which she calls her line counter. Next to it, a small folded poem. She pulls out the poem at the start of every class. She counts its lines with the counter. She even checks its rhythm against the steady beat of the notches. This is how Splice works. She believes that math/ELA is a bridge, not an abstract idea. It's a real, solid structure. Think of a sonnet, a type of poem. It always has 14 lines. That's a number. That's math. Or take a line of iambic pentameter, a fancy way to say a line of poetry with a specific beat. It has 5 stressed, unstressed pairs of syllables. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, math. Even a story has a shape. Most stories follow a 3-act structure with turning points at specific moments. That too is math. The math doesn't create the story or the poem. It's more like the building's frame. The math forms the bones, the hidden structure beneath the surface. It's the thing that holds the literature up. Most new readers only see the surface of a story or poem, the words, the pictures they create, the feelings they stir. They don't often notice the strong framework underneath. The math is invisible until someone shows you how to look. Splice teaches that looking.
Once a student has counted the lines of a sonnet, they see exactly 14 lines. They might count 10 syllables in each line. They might even mark the rhyme scheme, the pattern of rhyming sounds at the end of each line, like ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG. After that, they can't unsee the math. The structure becomes clear. Splice never says the math ELA bridge is only for kids who are good at English. She makes it very clear. Math is the bones of the story, she tells her students. You don't need to be a literary kid to count. You don't need to be a math kid to read. The bones are the bones. They are measurable, countable, structural. The kid who counts the lines sees the structure. Counting is the move. Splice grew up in a small village. Her family had always been the village's poet counters. They were the herons who counted the lines and syllables of the village's old ballads. They made sure each verse was built correctly. This work meant constant counting, every line, every syllable, every stressed word. A poet counter who miscounted led a flawed ballad into the village's history. A poet counter who counted carefully preserved the tradition. By age 6, Splice understood. Counting wasn't separate from literature. It was part of the craft itself. When she was 22, Splice walked to the Bridgeforge Academy. Archie, the Academy founder, asked her a simple question. What is the math ELA bridge? Splice answered without hesitation. It is the structure-metaphor connection. Math is the bones of the story. You count the lines, you count the syllables, you count the acts. Literature is built on this structure. The bones hold the surface up. For example, sonnets are 14 lines. Haiku are poems with 5, then 7, then 5 syllables. 3-act stories have turning points around the 25% and 75% marks. The bridge is the structure.
Archie simply said, "You are appointed." In her workshop, Splice starts every first lesson the same way. She unfolds her poem. She holds up her line counter. She counts each line out loud, her voice clear and steady. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She continues until all 14 lines are counted. Then she says, "I am Splice. The bridging primitive I teach is math/ELA. The bridge is a structure metaphor. Math is the bones of the story. This sonnet has 14 lines. Each line has 10 syllables. The rhyme follows an ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG pattern. That is the math. The math holds the poem up. Splice shows her students how to look for these structures. First, she says, count the lines. This is always the first step. The line count tells you the first structural fact about a poem.
Next, count the syllables per line. This helps you understand the meter, the rhythm of the poem. For example, a line of iambic pentameter has 10 syllables. A haiku has lines of 5, then 7, then 5 syllables. A limerick often follows an 8-8-6-6-8 syllable pattern. Then, identify the rhyme scheme. You can mark each rhyming sound with a letter. An ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG pattern, for instance, is typical of a Shakespearean sonnet. For stories, identify the act structure. Most stories have 3 acts, a setup, a confrontation, and a resolution. Important turning points usually happen around 25% and 75% of the story's total length. She also teaches students to identify symmetry. Many literary structures are like a mirror image. This is called chiastic or ring composition. You look for the center of the story or poem, where ideas often echo or reverse. Splice always clarifies the difference between a real structural bridge and a surface-level idea. Saying, stories have patterns and math has patterns, is too simple. It doesn't show the real connection. Instead, she teaches specific facts. The Shakespearean sonnet is 14 lines in ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG, with a turn at line 9 or 13, she explains. That's a rigorous connection.
Finally, Splice reminds them that the math is the bones, not the soul. Math gives literature its framework. It doesn't replace the meaning, the voice, the images, or the feelings. The bones support the soul. They are not the same thing. I count without making the literature less literary, Splice says clearly. The counting reveals the structure. That structure makes the surface meanings even more visible, not less. A well-counted sonnet is a better read sonnet. A well-counted story is a better understood story. Sometimes students ask if learning the math ELA bridge is hard. Splice always gives the same answer. It is not hard, she says. It is counting. Math is the bones of the story. Count the lines, count the syllables. The structure becomes visible. She refolds the poem. The line counter waits for the next text. But before she stands, she thinks of the students who had come in certain they were bad at poems, and the way their eyes went wide and glad when the 14 lines appeared beneath their counting. That was the feeling she worked for. It left her chest light and warm and proud, the way you feel watching someone discover they were never locked out after all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Splice. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.